Welcome all once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 159, our second episode of 2014, and what was scheduled to be our first episode, so bear with us. This week was our year-end preview episode, which usually comes before our award show, which hopefully shall be next week, but before we get there, let's introduce our guest this week. We have Dan.
Hello.
And we have Farty McGee.
I didn't fart, I coughed.
It's only a matter of time.
He's trying to be a lady of the show and be all proper.
Shut up, Earl.
Anyhow, like I said, this week, we're going to be taking a look at things coming out in 2014 that excite us, and frighten us to certain degrees. Movies, comic books, TV shows, video games, award shows, sports, anything that excites you in 2014. And I guess to kind of kick it off, to go around the table real quick, what is the most excited thing in 2014 for you?
Oh. The most exciting thing.
Like all over?
Yes. Don't all think too hard.
I think I have a few, but they don't really count as these entertainment sources, if you want me to go with those.
Well, let's hear what they are first.
Well, my birthday is actually this weekend, so I'm kind of in the immediate future. I'm thinking of that right now. I'm turning 21. I know it's not a big deal because I don't even like alcohol, and I'm going
to
be in Canada when I turn 21 anyway, so drinking age will not even apply.
Well,
but anyway,
but it's not.
Like, yeah, it won't be 21. I can already drink there. So that's an immediate thing I'm looking forward to.
Why are you celebrating your birthday in Canada?
I'm going to study there this semester. So.
Oh, cool.
Wait, you're studying abroad in Canada?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Canada's awesome. It's the motherland,
White
North.
The motherland to who?
To people born there who have mothers.
Good answer.
Okay, what was the other thing?
The other thing that's not related to any of these entertainment sources, really, is I'm starting my final year of college, and I cannot be more excited for that. I already want to just finish. So, that'll be something.
It's exciting until you actually finish it and then you realize that the world's a big, scary place.
Yeah, so that one I'm going to wait until 2015 to wait for. but I'll look forward to the end in 2014.
The beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Take out lots of pictures, but I shouldn't tell your generation that because you folks can't stop taking pictures.
Shut up. Stop talking.
So since he wants to be so wise assy, what have you come up with, Justin, in the time?
I don't know, dude.
Nothing at all in 2014 excites you?
Like, a lot of stuff excites me, but I can't point anything, like any just one thing.
No one thing? No video game? No movie that grabs you?
Nothing that, like, eclipses all the rest, because I'm equally excited for them all.
Yes, you could hear it in your voice, but that lack of excitement.
I am flipping you off right now.
I am going to cheat a bit, and I'm going to say two things. The first isn't really a thing. It's a thing, but it's not a thing to be excited for. But I am both excited and frightened for 2014 as far as preparation for 2015 goes, because a lot of major movies come out next year. Which means a lot of this year will be focused on rumors, casting news, set picks, first trailers, and stuff like that. So I'm really excited for that. You know, the Man of Steel sequel, Avengers 2, Star Wars, all of that stuff, 2015. So this year will be big as far as building hype for that. The other thing I'm excited for, which is kind of I'm excited for it because I hope it comes out, but it hasn't really been set for this year, and this is why video games suck. Mm-hmm. But I'm really excited for X.
And I don't know what that is.
It's a letter of the alphabet?
It's the letter of the alphabet, yes it is. But it's the Microsoft RPG for the Wii U. I am a huge, huge, huge fan of Xenoblade Chronicles, so I'm really excited to see what they do next.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get into it. I kind of skipped over 2014 with movies, but 2014 has a decent amount of movies coming out as well. Are either of you excited for Captain America?
Yep. Totally.
Well, okay, that's
yeah. I'm really excited for it. I like the first one a lot more than some other people did, and the second one looks pretty good. Although I think that they kind of blew their load early with that Falcon bit at the end of the first trailer, and especially with the Winter Soldier catching the shield. I feel like that's something that should have been saved for the movie and not in any of the marketing at all.
Well, I didn't see that part of the trailer, so thank you.
Oh.
I did see the Falcon one, though, so I agree on the Falcon at least. So.
All right, well, now I feel bad.
The first isn't that the same trailer?
Yeah.
Is it? I don't remember seeing it.
It's directly at the end, after the logo.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's like chasing him, and he tosses his shield, and he turns around and catches it.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't remember that, but I do remember the Falcon bit, so.
Yeah, I could have seen
it. I'm just saying. I was just alerting everyone to it.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I spoiled it for you.
Okay. I skipped ahead, and this is actually something I'm really excited for. The Lego movie's out next month.
Oh, don't get me started on that one.
Yes. I saw the trailer and went to go see Frozen last week, and I was laughing. I'm really excited for that.
Yes, I'm super excited for that. It looks fantastic. It has a great voice character. And it's kind of that thing you think of as a kid when you're like, oh man, wouldn't it be awesome if all my favorite characters
are the same? My favorite part is when Batman and that dude are driving up in the truck, and he keeps throwing those batarangs. It's just like, first shot. And then there's that other one. And there's that other one at the end where he's like, "We'll take the Batmobile." Then some ship just comes and blows it up. He's like, "Dang it!" Then Wonder Woman's like, "We'll take the invisible jet." And then the same guy comes back and blows up her jet. She's just like, "Ah, man."
Yes, that was my favorite bit of it as well. That and the Batman. I'm Batman. Can I get the scenario? I work in OEVAG and dark, very, very, very dark gray. But yes, I am beyond excited for that movie. It's really frightening how excited I am for somebody nearing. Not going to say that, but yes.
Don't worry, I work in a Lego store, so I can see the whole spectrum of ages that are excited for that. The vast majority of my things that I'm going to be excited for this year are Lego related, so. You're not alone.
Are you excited for Lego The Hobbit?
Moderately. I still have to play Lego Lord of the Rings, so.
Yeah. You know what other movie I'm excited for?
The Last Hobbit one?
No. No. How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Oh, true.
Very true. I love the first movie so much.
See, I'm always iffy on, because like, I don't know where to go with it. But I really do love How to Train Your Dragon, but I'm really curious.
I think the trailer suffers from a little bit of the same thing that you mentioned with Captain America, where they kind of like reveal a lot.
And the animators for that movie specifically stated, "Do not watch the trailer."
Yeah.
Which I kind of regret now because
I
saw it with. Yeah, I saw it with Frozen, and I also saw it online. I didn't see that warning beforehand.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, because I think it's like where the marketing guys are the ones cutting the trailers.
Right.
And
And I wish that they had someone tell them, like, no, save this until the very last thing.
Well, no, because, I mean, and this is something that has been becoming more and more prevalent in movie trailers for about, like, the last decade and a half, is that everybody wants to show the best bits, which are usually the climax.
Yeah.
And it really does ruin the movie, because, especially if it's a movie that has some type of element of suspense, and if you've seen the trailer, and if you're, like, some people are really excited to see the trailer multiple times, sometimes it takes you out of the movie, because you're like, wait, this scene hasn't happened yet, I know it's in the movie, because I've seen it in the trailer.
Right. And then you spend part of that time watching the movie waiting for that one scene to happen.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, it's at the very end. Like, I think Amazing Spider-Man was like that, with this shot of him, like, the first-person shot. Isn't that, like, the final shot of this movie?
It's the,
No,
it's not
where,
the same
like, he's,
shot.
He's jumping towards the building.
Yeah, no, and not that stuff. Like the free roaming, like the cool stuff where he's web singing and stuff.
If I want to say it's like halfway through the film, but I see what you mean.
Yeah, and there's ways to do it. Like I didn't realize this until, you know, after rewatching the trailers, after seeing the movies. But Christopher Nolan snuck the final shot, like the literal final shot of every Batman film into the trailers.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ass shot of him jumping off the roof and Begins in there. The ass shot of the Batpod in The Dark Knight is in the trailer.
Right.
It's even in the commercials. I could be mistaken on The Dark Knight Rises.
I don't think he showed that for The Dark Knight Rises. I think it was always Batman saying something, and then they did like the building showing the bat symbol.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. On the subject of Spider-Man, I'm a little excited for Amazing Spider-Man 2.
You mean really excited, but really skeptical at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm not skeptical of Amazing Spider-Man 2. I'm skeptical of Sony's bigger plans for the franchise.
Yeah,
so did you hear that there were supposed to be rumors of, like, Fantastic Four versus X-Men?
I think it's Fantastic Four. Yeah,
it's
not even that stuff. It's because that's Fox.
Hold up. Well, real quick, we can all agree that that's a very uneven fight, right?
Yes, four people versus an entire team.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends on which X-Men you choose to fight them, honestly.
No. Yeah, but, I mean, even if you
like
choose four
way,
random
the
X-Men...
Fantastic Four is screwed.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. I meant more numbers of X-Men than who you choose.
Oh. Okay, fair. All right. But, no, I'm sorry, go on.
Yeah, so I enjoy Amazing Spider-Man, and I'm happy because this won't be... I think the big problem with Amazing Spider-Man is, to me and several other people, was a lot of it felt like familiar ground that they covered with the original Spider-Man trilogy, at least the first movie.
Right.
And this one has all new villains. It has, you know... I mean, granted, you had the Goblin again, but, you know, you get Rhino, you get Electro. It seems to further the Gwen Stacy storyline and stuff like that, so they have a lot more room to breathe in this.
I'm wondering how they're gonna tie all three of those villains together, because part of me thinks that Rhino's gonna be like the one that he's in like the first 15 minutes of the movie, and then Electro and Goblin take center stage.
Well, I mean, Electro's been like touted as like the big one for this movie,
right.
And it seems like Rhino's gonna be the one that kind of develops slowly and behind the scenes, almost like Sandman in the three.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, at least.
I wish that their marketing did not always have him fighting those three in Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing, it looks like a bad Photoshop job. And another thing, I feel like that gives away the entire like last 45 minutes of the movie right there.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah. And for some reason, the Green Goblin looks weird. I'm not sure what they're doing with him.
Well, I mean, we haven't really seen too much. Yeah, I would wait on that. I think a lot of that stuff, I assume, would have to be finalized closer to the movie. That's usually an issue with CG and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Do you think that they will do the... Sorry. Do you think that they will do the Sinister Six for Amazing Spider-Man 3 or 4?
I mean, that's what they're hinting at, and I believe they announced or they had plans to do a spinoff for the Sinister Six.
Yeah.
So at some point, I assume they're going to bring them in. Which is interesting. It was also something you mentioned, and just to go back to this real quick. I've always thought it was disappointing that no superhero movie does a cold open, because there's so many B, C, D tier villains that you can kind of do like a 10-minute opening scene to kind of get action in and just have them capture like a random bad guy.
Yeah, I want to say that there is one that does that, because that sort of thing kind of comes to mind. Maybe not as a cold open style, but like sort of the character that they're
right
that like maybe becomes the villain is referenced and they like defeat him. I forget.
I was gonna say Dark Knight or Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, or I'm thinking even Deadpool, but Deadpool had like a bigger part in Origins than really.
We don't talk about that movie.
But yeah, I mean, like, if you had Spider-Man chase down, like, Hydro-Man at the start of Amazing Spider-Man 3, like, Hydro-Man's not going to hold his own movie.
Yeah.
But this 10-15-minute chase through the city, yeah. It gets people into the movie and stuff like that. It's kind of cool. I mean, it works for Bond.
Yeah. Also, So how many bad guys are they planning to put in this movie? Because I swear, I swear, every other week it's something like, oh, there's a hint of Electro, there's a hint of Dr. Octopus, there's a hint of the Vulture.
Yeah.
I get that they want to, build Spider-Man up as this formidable hero.
When you have one franchise, you're going to milk everything that you can.
Yeah, but they're milking too much from two movies. They're kind of trying too hard. This is like if Avengers 2 started with everyone taking down Hydra and Thanos, and then it moved on to Ultron.
And then they had a reference to every single other character that's been an Avenger before in it.
Right.
But moving on, because we still have a lot of other things to talk about.
Sorry.
I've just kind of going through these. Excited for Veronica Mars. One, I'm a fan of the show. The other thing is I think this is the first major kind of Kickstarter movie. I could be mistaken.
Yeah.
But it's the first mainstream one I've been aware of.
Was Veronica Mars a big thing when it was on? Because I never watched
it. No, it wasn't. It wouldn't be canceled after three seasons.
How does it have the staying power that it does?
I mean, it has a niche following. I mean, it's not like this movie got funded $100 million. It was something like 10, what, 40? It wasn't a huge, huge budget, but it does have a niche following. If you have two, three million dedicated fans giving you $5-$10, it adds up quickly.
It's true.
So yeah, I'm excited to see. And it looks good. It looks interesting. And let's see what else. The Raid 2, excited for that.
Never saw the original.
Of course you haven't.
Well,
because you and Sam watch nothing.
Can I finish, sir?
No.
I was gonna say I might make that part of my 365 movies deal that I'm doing.
Yeah, it's just like Die Hard, right?
Yeah.
Godzilla.
Godzilla's a thing that will exist this year.
Skeptical.
Not excited for it.
I haven't seen the trailer.
Bryan Cranston's in it. He's my boy.
I still think that he should voice Godzilla.
I was going to say, I don't know. It's weird to be excited for the human in a monster movie.
Yeah, see, that's my...
Oh,
well, I don't really comment on the movie itself.
He's gonna Breaking Bad, Aaron Paul in the Need for Speed movie. Who's gonna see that?
I skipped over that for a reason. I saw it. I'm like, do we? I'm like, no, I don't want to waste my time on this Need for Speed movie.
Do you think that the two of them were just like sitting in their house, like in their houses, called each other up? It's like, I'm bored. Let's go be in a movie. All right.
I think.
And then they just found like two of the closest scripts they could find.
Maybe. Bryan Cranston acts a lot more nowadays than
he
was in Malcolm in the Middle.
He probably does.
Because part of it, yeah, because he has that notoriety, people want him
yeah.
around.
Like he was, and I can think off the top of my head, like Argo recently, although that was, what, last year, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
2012,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Stuff like
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah, 2012, I guess. Yeah. I was going to point out that, you know, kind of going with Justin's joke of him voicing Godzilla, he used to voice monsters on Power Rangers.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, that was really interesting to learn, because I never figured that out until a few months ago.
Well, I mean, you would think that somebody would... You don't really think of the people who voice Power Ranger monsters.
You really don't. Didn't he even, also dress in a costume for the monsters, too?
I don't think any of that was... I think all of that was, dubbed. All the monster stuff was usually Japanese footage.
Okay.
X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh, well, I'm excited for that.
Skeptical...
I'm excited.
Just because of what they're doing with all the characters, and it feels like most of them are probably going to be gone within the first 10 minutes.
I think that's what's going to happen. I pretty much feel like what we've seen in the show is pretty much the extent of some of the
yeah.
in the movie.
So did you hear that they announced Toad a few days ago?
I heard the world is so excited for the return of Toad.
Yeah, and people are pissed off because Rogue got the shaft for him. Well, allegedly got the shaft for him.
Or does Toad have the shaft for her?
No, don't do that.
Oh, ho, ho.
I heard Toad can make you... Never mind.
You know what happens when a Toad is struck by lightning? Someone was paid to write that.
Oh, man. I should have a podcast just dedicated to terrible lines in comic book movies.
Oh, my. Well, we'd be here for hours. Because, Spider-Man 3 on its own.
Spider-Man 3 didn't even need dialogue to do that.
Well, Batman and Robin would also kind of be its own thing.
Yes, killed the dinosaurs. The Ice Age.
I watched that on New Year's Eve, and oh my god, it was so funny. That? It was on TV, and I'm like, I'm doing this. I'm doing this.
Oh my god. Let's watch a bad superhero movie and like make a drinking game out of it.
I was about to say I already do that like every week. I was actually going to say that I have Batman and Robin scheduled for May of this year.
Nice.
Awesome. Batman 75th anniversary this year, so I figured it's only fitting. 22 Jump Street.
Yes. I'm so excited for that.
I'm just really skeptical of like comedy sequels in general.
Yeah, but I feel like the reason I am kind of on board with this is because it has the action element. Because, yeah, I do agree that comedy sequels are really hard to do, which is why you don't really see them that often.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, they're really terrible because it's basically the same plot as the first movie because they think, oh, people just want to see these jokes again.
Right.
In a new setting.
Yeah.
But I from what I've seen, it looks like it's going to be fun. I think bringing up the cottage allows them to do that more outrageous stuff. So yeah, we shall see. I didn't know they were making a Purge 2.
Why?
See, here's the thing. I enjoyed the concept of the Purge,
but no one enjoyed the actual movie.
Yeah, because
like the concept sounds real. The concept sounds really interesting.
Yes. The concept sounds great, but what they did with it was just piss poor.
Right, like, it's like, oh, all of America has, like, a free day to do whatever they want, no matter the consequences, and then it's like, oh yeah, here's some people just trying to break into this rich person's house.
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't know, are there two Hercules movies this year?
I know that there's the one with, there's one this Friday, which looks awful. And then I think The Rock is doing one too, which will probably be not as
cool.
Yeah,
it is The Rock. Oh, wow, and
I think The Rock just—I think The Rock just has a lot of free time and is just willing to do whatever.
I don't know how he has free time to do the next 50 movies a year.
Yeah, well, I heard actually that his role in Fast 7, when it was before Paul Walker and all that, was about to be compromised because of Hercules. So.
Oh really?
There is at least some conflict. We just
that
don't
I did
see
not
it.
Hear. And apparently he's involved in some DC movie, too.
Yes, and I think he's also Conan?
No, he's Conan.
That's interesting.
So he's Conan and Hercules.
I haven't seen him with hair since, Scorpion King, right? Can he still grow hair?
I mean, he's never really been able to grow hair. He's black. We have short hair.
He's black? Never mind.
He's half black, half Samoan.
He's Rock.
Speaking of one-word characters, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for this.
I want to see a little bit more of it. I want to see more than like a teaser still or something.
I'm betting that we'll have a trailer for the Super Bowl.
I was going to say Captain America, but I guess Super Bowl
might
work better.
Either one.
Yeah.
But
because, I mean...
Part of me wonders.
Have a summer movie this year?
They didn't have a what this year?
They don't have a summer movie this year.
No, don't think so. Guardians is their summer movie.
Yeah.
It's coming out like August.
Usually summer's like May, June, July, August.
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as far as movies, because usually that's kind of like August is when you kind of tail off, but I guess Guardians of the Galaxy is there. Because you want to put it early up when the holidays and kids are getting out of school. August is just kind of okay. Just kind of real quick. Are any of you excited for Ninja Turtles?
Not really.
It's okay. So. I don't know if you guys follow Bob Chipman on Twitter.
I don't know.
But he pointed out how weird it was that no one has seen anything about this movie at all.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's half and half. Because I mean, August is it's 8 months. And it's mostly CG, so that's kind of to be expected. But yeah, I am in no way excited for this film as Rick of a Ninja. I will see it. I will hate myself for it, but I will see it.
Yeah, I'll see it, but I'll probably just need to like simmer.
I always need a Ninja Turtles shrinking game because I really don't want to watch a third film. Let's see, anything else that you folks are excited for? A lot of these movies, I'm just like, throwing these out there real quick because they're on the list. Interstellar, excited?
Have not seen the trailer.
Interstellar 5555?
Big Hero 6, which I guess is Marvel's November film.
And
their first animated film, if I'm not mistaken.
Need to see footage of it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to throw these out because I didn't know. I knew some of these were existed, but Dumb and Dumber 2,
no.
Horrible Bosses 2, and Night in the Museum 3.
No.
The first one is the only one worth seeing.
I didn't know they were making a Night at the Museum again.
Ben Stiller just needs something to do, so I figured it was either going to be that or Dodgeball 2.
Oh my god, I would kill for that. Same year as Anchorman 2,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, I was about to say, that would have, well, the year after, but well, that would have been way
close enough.
Yeah.
Horrible Bosses didn't need or have any opening for a sequel.
Yeah, I hear that series. See, this is why comedy sequels are really tough. Because, like, what are they going to get more terrible bosses again?
I think the last time I heard, they're the bosses this time.
Plot twist.
It was something like that. But, I mean, the first one was okay.
It wasn't even anything special either, so.
Yeah.
It was just for shitty Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston was the best part of that movie.
Yeah, so.
I won't lie.
I guess, in fairness to 22 Jump Street, then, it has a reason to exist as a sequel because it kind of feasibly can happen as opposed to stuff like these.
They even hinted at that at the very last minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Some of these other ones, not so much. Okay, just jumping ahead, jumping around, jumping to another industry. We're going to hit up video games, and I am always iffy on video games because we really don't get release dates that far in advance. And so a lot of this stuff is TBA for the year.
Yeah,
let's do it.
But stuff we do know coming up, I guess, next month, we have stuff like Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze.
Looks pretty something. The fact that it is by Retro Studios has me excited, but I probably won't get it at release.
Is that for the 3DS or the Wii U?
Wii U.
Then I will not be picking it up. I don't mean out of cruelness. I just don't have a Wii U.
Yeah.
We're gonna
pencil in South Park: The Stick of Truth, which I believe is now on a 15-month delay.
Are we sure it's February?
It's March, and that's why I said I'm penciling it in right now.
Okay,
This game has a longer delay period than most games have development cycles.
So you said it's coming out in March?
That's what they have right now.
Yeah, it needs to be pushed to, like, April or May, because March is packed.
Is it really? I actually don't know really what the exact dates for most games are this year.
Infamous is March 21st, and Titanfall is the 11th.
Yes. I mean, but that's not really packed.
Those are two big games, dude. And I think there's a third game coming out in March, too.
It's been more packed Marches, like the year the 3DS came out when it was 3DS and then Pokemon the next week.
Last year, March was packed as well. Stuff like BioShock, I think, came out.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of stuff. March of this year also has Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes,
which
I'm still not entirely sure, but it sounds like a really expensive demo.
Yeah. is it 30, 40 bucks, right?
Yeah, for part of the game. I don't get it.
And so basically, you're paying
at this point.
So basically, you're paying $100 for a full game.
Yeah. A lot of other stuff is really just not dated for this year. Destiny's in September.
Shocker! A Bungie game in September.
I think that's really it for release dates.
Does Bungie know that other months exist besides September?
Well, it's a good thing for them because everybody else gaming kind of only sees October and November. March now, too.
Dragon Age is fall, right?
I don't know.
I want to say it's fall.
Origins?
No, Inquisition.
No. Yeah.
I'm thinking of Elder Scrolls Online for some reason.
That's April.
Yeah. Like I said, a lot of stuff just has no date. I mean, there's a lot of games. Alien Isolation was just announced yesterday.
That's coming out this year?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what they said.
Real quick, do you guys care about the Aliens franchise at all? Are you excited for this?
I I like the first two Aliens films, and I have a guilty pleasure for Aliens versus Predator 1 and 2, well, Requiem. As far as this goes, I am not excited for it, but especially after what happened with the last one.
Ugh.
My thing is, why are they trying to make this franchise keep going?
Yeah.
Because I think Sega has it, and they're trying to kind of get something, especially, I think, as far as, like, mature games go, because I don't think they have a mature franchise. I mean, honestly, at this point, they already have Sonic, but...
That shit looks pretty cool.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have? Evolve was announced yesterday as well.
Evolution?
No, just Evolve.
Evolution was announced in 2014 by Charles Darwin.
But, yeah.
I need to see more of Evolve before I commit to anything.
Yeah, see, I don't want to sound like one of those cynical gaming fans. But honestly speaking, thank you. Honestly, I just can't get excited for announcements of new shooters. No matter what
there
they
are. There
are
so many.
I know. I mean, we have Titanfall and Destiny as two new shooter franchises this year. And then you're throwing in Evolve and Alien Isolation as two new shooters. On top of, I assume, Call of Duty and, you know,
Battlefield.
And,
you know, like...
Halo's out this year as well.
Right. Well, the thing with Evolve is how it's going to make itself different from the other next-gen shooters, because apparently it's a persistent world or thereabouts, and we're already getting that...
Yeah, aren't
no,
all shooters
no,
nowadays being like that? The
no,
Division's
no.
doing that.
Yeah, so the Division too. So it's like, you need to, like, differentiate for real.
But if you're differentiating yourself the same way everybody else is. I mean,
basically. It's like, hey, let's do a sci-fi shooter with, like, a persistent world.
Online world, yes.
Where you fight.
That is our jargon for the year, persistent online world.
Are they doing another Skylanders this year?
Swap Force just came out this 2013, so.
I would assume so. They do one every year. I would imagine, I mean, there's stuff like Assassin's Creed, Skylanders, Call of Duty, FIFA, NBA, you know, stuff that you could fill in a library with every year, no matter what. So those really don't get talked about.
Are you excited for Thief?
It's a thing.
I am not, just because of what I've heard of the production problems.
Yeah, there was a story like either today or yesterday about how it may have helped the game.
I mean, that's possible, but I mean, yeah, we'll see, I guess.
Yeah. Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
Isn't that Plants vs. Zombie 2? Isn't that already out?
It's already out, but...
This is a different thing. It's exactly as it sounds.
Garden Warfare is the third-person shooter version of it.
Yeah, which it made me laugh at E3, and that's all I'll say about it.
It hurts me, because Plants vs. Zombies 1 is one of my favorite games.
I've never played Plants vs. Zombies, so this looks interesting.
Oh, you're one of those people.
What does that mean?
You know what that means. You know
no,
exactly
I don't.
What that means.
Yeah, do I?
Yeah, you do.
What does it mean?
If you don't know, now you know.
But I don't know.
I want to throw out a few that I'm excited for. Moderately excited for, I should say. Bravely Default in February. Looks interesting. I'm going to give it a try.
All right.
Professor Layton in end of February also. I haven't kept up on the last, like, what, two games of them? So this one, don't know. We'll see. Question mark. Dark Souls 2 is also a thing that's happening this year.
Yes,
yay!
Is.
Another game for people can be super fucking smug about when they beat it.
Or smug about because not every other game is it. Oh, why couldn't this be more like Dark Souls? You should make this like Dark Souls. Wouldn't this be awesome if it was like Dark Souls?
Dark Souls. Oh my god, we need more games like Dark Souls. And then they'll complain about how everything is a Dark Souls clone.
Yeah, the same.
It's like a never-ending cycle of bitching.
People are not happy on the internet if they're unhappy.
Right. anybody excited for Watch Dogs?
No.
Maybe.
I was more excited for it last year. I feel like once the kind of grow of it not being a next-gen launch title, it's not as exciting. And I also saw it at Comic-Con last year, and it looks like it was GTA with a fancy overlay.
Yeah, like, I saw it at PAX, and I had a big problem with the way they presented it also.
Really?
they were like, they took us into this giant hall, and they're like, okay, this is going to be like a first look of like exclusive. You're getting some of the only footage. We're going to show you actual gameplay. And then they didn't show us that. They showed us a little bit of gameplay from the actual perspective the game's played in, and then some of it from cinematic perspective. So I was like, even if it is gameplay we're watching, we're not watching it from the perspective that you're going to be playing it in. So what's the point?
Oh, well, they showed it to us, and they're like, oh, you know, it's like this fancy overworld, anything happens. And then it's like, oh, fire the yellow marker to go to your mission objective. And it's a stealth like, okay, whatever. Like, they had an interview with the dudes, like, oh, we didn't want to make any other open world. We just fired the dotted line. And then first thing they show us is you following the dotted line. I'm like, what the hell is the point of that?
Okay.
That's kind of annoying.
To counterbalance that, some of the games I am excited for this year are Smash Brothers, of course.
Yeah!
I was about to ask about that.
I mean, it's a franchise Nintendo's pretty good at maintaining its kind of specialty. Even though people have problems with Brawl, the fact that they come out like once every 5 years does still kind of give them that very special aura that very few gaming franchises can have.
Yeah!
Excited for Mario Kart.
Though
this is me and Mario Kart over recent years. It's like, I get excited, I buy them, I paid them for a couple of days, I don't unlock everything, and I stop.
Yeah.
I'll randomly play with friends every now and then if they want to.
That was with the Wii version. I didn't unlock, like, half of anything in the Wii version, but I played 7 hard, like, real hard, and I'm excited for doing that for 8, hopefully, question mark.
Yeah, I think 7 worked better. Even though I stopped playing 7 sooner.
Yeah.
I think 7 just has a better online setup. The Wii one was just really cumbersome.
Definitely.
Because you had to invite your friends outside of it, and then everybody had to be on the same page before you got involved. Yeah, it was just really a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
But I am excited for it. Excited for Infamous Second Son, which we kind of already mentioned.
Yes. I'm so excited.
What else am I excited for this year? Really not a ton. I'm curious to see more of Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah.
Actually, I should say I'm excited to see some of Sunset Overdrive, because what they showed us was a CG trailer, which wasn't even proof of concept.
still bitter over that?
I'm always bitter over CG trailers, especially CG trailers that don't show you what the game is like.
This is what I tried to tell you when Fuse came out, but you didn't listen.
I didn't buy Fuse.
yeah, I did.
But Fuse was different, because Fuse was a proof of concept, then they changed
it?
The concept. Yes,
it was CG.
No, I meant proof of concept as far. I wasn't interested in the CG. I was interested in the tone, the sense of humor, the art style.
Okay. That makes more sense when you put it that way. Because when we had the initial argument, you said that it was like a complete change. You said it was a complete change, that it was a lie, but I was going perspective, like, we didn't know anything about it. We literally knew nothing about it to begin with except the initial concept.
Yeah,
so, from your perspective, I now see what you were getting at.
Yes, I've always saw it as it was a sense of humor, because we don't get a lot of games that try to be funny, especially shooters, because everything has to be serious.
I would have loved a funny shooter.
Yeah.
Bulletstorm was pretty good. I liked Bulletstorm.
Bulletstorm was pretty good. I wish that there was a sequel.
Yeah, that'd be pretty nice.
Yeah. Are either of you excited for Lightning Returns Final Fantasy III?
No.
Or Final Fantasy XIII 3?
Only
Empire,
so...
The Empire of the Revenge of the Lightning?
Only so people can shut up about it?
Oh my god.
Yes,
were so
I'm happy for them to retire Lightning, not because I have any with her. I'm not a big enough Final Fantasy fan to care either way, but it's been a constant debate about how awful she is and how much she has ruined Final Fantasy for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
I hear
more complaints about the franchise than I have her.
Yeah, but it's part, like, why do they keep on trying to make Lightning a thing? Because, you know.
Yes, it's very much that.
That I have not heard. It's always like, no one likes this stupid sub-franchise, just get rid of it. But, like, apparently people like it, or they would have stopped making
it. Don't say they're buying it, because sales from Final Fantasy 13 to 13 2 dropped off big. So
well, still, but I mean, like, I mean, people
are
obviously playing this, so you can't just say that nobody likes it.
People are playing it because it's Final Fantasy. It's the same way that Resident Evil 6 sold well, even though a lot of people are against it. There are brands that sell well because they're brands.
It's true. But I like to think of at least Final Fantasy 13 2 as being like, 13 happened and people were excited because it was mainline Final Fantasy. And then when people were like super butthurt and mad about everything about it, like linearity, the game, and all that stuff, then Square Enix comes out and they're like, okay, we're going to correct that with 13 2. And so that was sort of their way to rectify what was wrong with 13. But then when Final Fantasy 13-3, or whatever you even want to call it, comes out, people are like, no, see, like, 2 was your chance to redeem yourself. This is just cashing in.
Yeah, I mean, I thought 13-2 and 13-3 were pretty much cash-ins. They spent almost half of this generation making the engine for 13. They had to make their money back somehow.
I guess.
Will they make their money back from that?
I don't know, but it's better than betting the farm on something else is to try to reuse this as much as possible.
On that note, Final Fantasy 14, no, Realm Reborn. Or no, I'm sorry. Dang it, I thought Final Fantasy 15 was coming out this year.
No, that's not coming out this year. I don't think that or Kingdom Hearts 3 are scheduled for this year.
Although A Realm Reborn is coming out for PS4 this year, so you're not entirely wrong.
Yes,
even though this would be the third or fourth launch.
I was looking at it on the Wikipedia, and I mistook the wrong number.
Is anybody excited for that?
No.
I played 14 when it first came out, and I was okay with it. Just okay with it, though.
I got one. Hyrule Warriors.
What?
Yeah.
The Zelda Dynasty Warrior combo.
Is that 2014, though?
Yeah, that's what they said.
That's a thing. That's a legitimate thing.
That's a legitimate thing.
Did you
thing.
Not see
like
the...
That looks like a joke.
It looks like a joke. I think most of Nintendo's recent crossovers look like a joke on paper. Like Pokemon X.
That was a good game, though. That was a solid game.
I'm not saying they were bad games. I'm just saying when they announced it, it's like, what?
Yeah, no. Definitely can see that they're... The concept of it is like a, wait, hold on, this is actually a thing. But in execution, they're actually pretty good, mostly.
Yes, and I kind of expect that with this as well. Like, I will buy it because it's Zelda, and I don't mind Dynasty War. I don't mind button mashers, but it's a button masher with characters in the world I'm familiar with.
Yes.
It's the reason I like Heavenly Sword for at least some of Heavenly Sword. But yes, it was announced, and I think most of the internet reacted to it. What the hell did we just see?
Yaiba, Ninja Gaiden Z.
That's the zombie one, right?
Yes.
Those are words I don't
Zombie Ninja.
It looks cool. Oh, maybe.
It comes out in March. Bayonetta 2.
I played Bayonetta on the PlayStation 3, so I have a unfavorable impression of the original.
Yeah.
So I'm not excited, but I am a fan of Platinum Games, so we'll see.
Dying Light.
I don't know. Okay, now we're just naming everything that's coming out.
Okay.
I wanted to mention two actually that should be mentioned, or at least I think. Transistor looks pretty solid. Wasteland 2, I only mentioned the two in the same breath because they're kind of smaller-ish titles. Like, Wasteland 2 was a Kickstarter. Transistor is made by the same guys who make Bastion, so, I mean, they're around the same budget, I would assume. Stuff like that.
Real quick, two that I'm interested in. The Order, 1886, because that looks pretty cool. And Middle Earth, Shadows of Mordor.
Okay. I guess since we're naming stuff, I will name one that I'm excited for, even though I expected it this year. Shovel Knight, which is...
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
Shovel Knight. It's kind of like a Mega Man-esque game with a knight who has a shovel.
It's almost like Rogue Legacy in some ways, it reminds me.
It's pretty cool.
Are either of you excited for The Evil Within? Are you too big on horror?
We'll see. I want to see more of the game.
I'm interested in horror if it looks good. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Okay. Just jump
last one, just for fun. Wolfenstein: The New Order.
Moving on. Just got into the jumble these two together because I imagine, especially, I say video games have no firm release dates, but these video games tend to. Comic books are awful because you don't know most of what's going to happen in comics until like 2 or 3 months before. And so, like, you can't predict the year, but we do have some projects signed up for this year. One of the big exciting ones for me is Batman Eternals, which is a weekly Batman series.
That sounds pretty awesome.
The return of, I believe, Stephanie Brown, which a lot of people were looking forward to.
Yes. And I think, isn't Cass in it, too?
One of those two are in it.
Stephanie's definitely in it, but I think Cass is also in it, too.
Okay. I think they also announced a second wiki series, but I can't remember what it's called. Oh, it's the New 52 Futures End.
That's
the Batman Beyond one.
Right.
And
which sounds interesting.
Yeah, I've always been, I'm 50-50 on, like, DC's wiki series. If you've spoken to me before, you know I have a huge love affair for 52, and I was a huge fan of Justice League Generation Lost. At the same time, if you ever spoke to me about Countdown to Infinite Crisis, I hated that. And there was, Trinity was another one that I dropped, and there was another one, A Brightest Day, I think was a wiki series, or a bi-wiki series, I didn't care for. It's really, like, you have to kind of get them good and get them early. Other than that, they start to drag it out.
There's also the one that they announced for Marvel yesterday, Original Sin. That sounds like it could be worth reading.
Yeah, I believe Marvel's announcing, not announcing, I believe they're launching more female-led comics this year. I believe it's starting with...
Black Widow.
Black Widow, there we go. So yeah, that's interesting.
I'm interested in Avengers World.
I don't even know. I would just say this much, because I was at Comic-Con when they were talking about this. And like, when you have a panel dedicated to the Avengers titles you're announcing, and there's something like 15 Avengers titles, it's just like, okay, I don't care. I really don't care.
It sounds interesting to me, and I like, and I already like the current mainline Avengers book.
Which is the mainline Avengers book?
The one written by Jonathan Hickman.
So it's just
Avengers.
Okay, because there's like there's Mighty. There's
yeah,
New,
I,
there's
I know.
Uncanny. Yeah, there's a lot of Avengers.
Yeah.
So there's that. Any other comics that you're interested in, or miniseries, or anything of that sort? Okay.
Excited for them to be done with this Forever Evil bullcrap.
Yeah, that has not gone well. It's been halfway done, it still feels like it hasn't started yet. And just kind of to wrap it up real quick, television. Excited for the return of Game of Thrones, always.
Excited for Arrow next week.
Excited for Arrow. Excited for the last TV show, if that gets made.
The last what?
Flash.
Oh, got it.
Gotham.
Is that this year?
Yeah. I'm excited to see it, but I mean, if nothing else, it will produce a fun trailer. I mean, a fun pilot. I don't know if you've ever seen the Wonder Woman pilot. That was interesting.
I heard it was awful.
I said interesting. there's a ton of awesomely awful comic book pilots. There was the Justice League one that they did back in the 90s, which had no Batman, Superman, or Wonder Woman.
So it wasn't the Justice League.
It was the Justice League in name. There was a...
So it was Justice League.
It was the Justice League. I think it was Justice... I don't even know if it was Justice League International. I don't even think it had that group. But it was called Justice League. And if you can ever track that down, it just looks horribly awful. Because most of them don't look good. Like, it was costumes, not CG. And of course, you know, Wonder Woman. The Aquaman one was okay.
Are either of you excited for Legend of Korra? Which I assume comes out later this year. All right, never mind.
What's a word to describe how I feel about Korra?
Never mind.
Excellent.
I regret this decision.
Amazing.
not living up to its potential.
I think of not living up to its potential is the kindest way
we can discuss it off air or in a solo Quora podcast.
Yeah, we could make a whole episode about it, honestly.
Oh my, please. Can we push our Game of the Year back a week, actually?
Well, it makes no sense to talk about Quora now. We could do Quora later in the year.
Yeah, Quora is still relevant. Something like that's always relevant.
and remind me when we do, because I wouldn't buy my friend Katie on, because I know that she has words about it, too.
It's funny, because I don't know what those words are that I would say about it.
It's about Mako and the relationships.
I don't know what word best describes how I feel about Quora, honestly.
It should be nicknamed the Deus Ex Machina television show.
Dude, like, this show has like such interesting ideas, but it does not live up on them.
Yeah.
And it did the same thing both seasons, which annoys the crap out of me.
Which is really, I kind of got it with the first one because they weren't sure if they were coming back.
Right.
The second one, they knew they had a third book.
I think the biggest sticking problem for me is the characters and how they just and how they act towards
each
other.
You mean how they didn't act like they were developed from season one?
Well, I mean, yeah, that too. And I mean, like, real quick with like the relationship and stuff, the show does not do a good job of establishing that anybody should be with anybody at all. And last season in particular, specifically the season finale, really bugged me. With Bolin and what's her face?
Yeah. We're moving on from Korra because we're not going to have to dedicate the end of this to Korra. We'll do Korra in the future. but a good Nickelodeon TV show, Ninja Turtles, should be back soon.
Yes.
And it's also a crying shame. And also, I believe at least for two episodes, and not in the States, but in Canada, Beware Batman Returns this weekend.
It's only for two episodes?
I think that's all they have made.
I
mean, this show's pretty much on its deathbed, so...
Yeah, so that's another solo podcast that we can have, Earl, about certain recent developments that happened at the end of the year regarding how some shows are treated over at Cartoon Network.
Yeah, Cartoon Network. It was actually, and I don't know when this is going up, it's probably this weekend, I might make it a thing and do it on the show. But I was researching top like action scenes from a cartoon this weekend for a potential article on the site, and it's free. We don't really have many great action cartoons anymore. And this is including shows aimed at boys. I mean, stuff like, I mean, maybe because we don't watch it, but nobody suggested anything from like Ben 10. Nobody suggested anything from Ultimate Spider-Man or.
I do like Ultimate Spider-Man and the Avengers less so.
Yeah.
What about Hulk Agents of Smash?
No, that less so.
That even less than even way less so. The weird thing about Ben 10 is that show came on 2005? I feel like it's been part of my entire life.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because it's because they have a new one every year.
I know.
It's weird how old and long it is, though. It's.
I know. It feels like something that should not have gone on as long as it is.
But, I mean, in hindsight, it makes perfect sense because it's the ultimate toy-selling vehicle.
I wish Kids Next Door became a bigger thing.
Because you could sell new monsters every season.
Yeah.
they have a new video game out where it's like Omniverse 2 or whatever, and it was $40. I just looked at my friend. It's just like, who would pay money for this? Who would pay money for the six Ben 10 game? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I mean, it's a huge moneymaker, which is why it's still around.
That franchise has long, like, frustrated me like years ago.
Yeah. So anyhow, I guess that's that for this week. Is there anything else you folks want to add? Anything that you might have thought of? Or anything that?
There is a ton of Lego sets that are coming out this year that I'm super excited for. Oh my God, I can't say them, unfortunately, because I work at a Lego store and NDAs and whatnot.
God, I'm jealous of you.
I actually cannot talk about them, but I am very excited about a lot of them.
You're that guy now, aren't you?
Unfortunately, I am. I didn't want to, like, drop that whole NDA thing on it, but...
Dang it.
Oh, man, there's such great news I wish I could tell you about, but I can't. But it's amazing.
Yeah. I'll tell you about how amazing it is once it comes out.
Well, the one thing that I can talk about, because it has been only recently officially announced, was the Simpsons house, the family house. It's coming out in February-ish. It's really cool. It's going to be a $200 set. I think that part is confirmed. Otherwise, I just lost my job.
Earl, you should confirm that before you put
it out. Kidding. I wouldn't lose my job, nor would I. It's not questionable. It's out there. It's going to be $200, and it's coming out in February-ish, and it's got a bunch of minifigs from the Simpsons family and then from, what's his name, next door?
Flanders?
Flanders, yeah. Looks pretty cool. That one is the one that's coming out immediately now. The Lego movie sets are already out in Lego stores and toy stores, and oh my god, all of them are basically awesome. I want all of them. There's 14 of them right now, and oh my god, I have two of them. I want more.
You sound like such a kid right now.
I am a child. That is something I should have disclosed at the beginning of the episode.
Well, you did tell us your age. You are turning 21 this weekend.
Yes.
And being a big kid has nothing. There's nothing wrong with being a big kid. I mentioned that last week.
No, I'm not mocking him.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, I had a snow day last week, and the first thing I did is I got sick, but I got my cereal, and I watched cartoons all day. So,
yep.
Nice.
There are things, you know, there's no shame. I think the problem is some people want to grow up way too fast, and there's never any reason for that. There's nothing great on the other side of being an adult. It's work, it's stress, and gray hairs. I don't want to dissuade anybody from growing up too much. You should grow up, but...
Oh, no, how do I stop growing up now? Darn it.
Oh, no, freeze me.
But you keep some aspect of that, because there are people who just don't know how to have fun. Or work becomes their life, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, as a personal, or I guess just personal, just kind of in the general scheme of things for the site, I'm just excited for a lot of the stuff we have coming up. We have a lot of really out there, like I said, I'm really excited for the stuff we have coming down the pipeline on the site this year. We're going to try to do a bit more theme months. I can't always guarantee that because I always kind of filter out at the end of a theme month. We just started up Kaiji Commentary, which will have a new guy who's going to review a bunch of monster movies leading up to Godzilla 2014. As I said on the site and on Twitter, it's Jana Barberry, which is our very butchered Hanna-Barbera theme month. So far, we watched the Flintstones Fiasco video coming up this weekend. We're posting up a bunch of theme songs and intros on the site. Quotes from those movies on Twitter and stuff like that. Just say goodbye. I will edit in a proper ending after that.
Hello.
I'm going to just say goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye. So long. Farewell. I'll be just saying goodbye. Something. I didn't see the film. Goodbye.
Shocker.
Shut up, Earl.
Other than Justin's terrible singing, we'll be back next week with our...
beautiful.
We're ditching the Watch This Shit Bitches Awards this year, which is pretty disappointing. And we're going to present... It was the most year movie awards with a fantastic name. And we're going to present the Rockies, which is an all-purpose entertainment awards. And
it is also a mountain range.
But I wanted something like the Emmys and the Grammys... And since our name ended with Rocks, I figured the Rockies.
There you go. So it's a mountain range and a baseball team and now an awards show.
And all of those will be up within the next week for you to vote on and give us suggestions. It's going to mostly be the people on this show, me, Sam, Dan, and Justin. But everybody on the site is allowed to vote and everybody's allowed to give suggestions on Twitter. We have a great mixture of fun categories and subject matters.
I helped.
Everybody helped. Everybody pitched in. And
yeah, and you know what? It shows, Justin. It shows.
I gave the award descriptions.
I gave, like, one of them, so there you go.
And also, my answer for every one of them is Battlefield 4 and SimCity.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that out there right now.
Okay.
That's going to be
so,
really
we don't even need to do the show anymore.
Nope. That's the awards.
So, cut and print, we're already done here.
Bye, bye.
Can you leave again?
Okay, no. I am done. For Justin, Dan, and myself, this has been Nerds on the Rocks episode 159.